Welcome back to MadTech Daily, where we dive into the latest developments in ad tech. I'm your host, Dot, and today we've got some intriguing stories lined up, from a big blow to Google in court and innovation in retail. Let's begin. First up, Google has lost its recent antitrust case against the DOJ. Ruling against Google over issues regarding payments for exclusive contracts to provide search on smartphones, U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta wrote, "After having carefully considered and weighed the witness testimony and evidence, the court reaches the following conclusion. Google is a monopolist, and it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly. Could this hasten the breakup of Google? Not a good week for Google. Last week, a Google Ads outage caused quite a stir by impacting ad serving and reporting features. According to Google's incident report, a small number of advertisers found themselves serving ads for products from other Google Merchant Center accounts. And if that wasn't alarming enough, those advertisers could also see these products in their ads reporting. This raises significant privacy concerns. As Google scrambled to fix the issue, access to certain reports was temporarily paused, preventing advertisers from managing their campaigns and accessing performance data. Now, looking at the latest in retail, John Lewis has just launched a new retail media platform aimed at connecting shoppers with brands directly on its website. This platform allows brands to create and manage their own ad campaigns, which can be tailored to seasonal trends. John Lewis's in-house team will review all ads to ensure they meet their standards. Brands will also have access to a dashboard to track performance, engagement, and sales figures. Now, let's fly over to the APAC region, where Chinese online marketplace Temu has made its debut in Thailand. The app will be available in Thai language and will accept Thai currency. They will also be offering users free shipping and a money-back guarantee. While this is great news for Thai consumers looking for bargains, e-commerce expert Pawut Pongvithayapanu points out that this could be a tough challenge for small local retailers who can't compete on price. Even larger companies might face tighter profit margins due to higher operational costs compared to those in China. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Mad Tech Daily. Thanks for tuning in. Check out ExchangeWire for an opinion piece by ExchangeWire editor Amy Newell-Tareen on the opportunities and challenges of podcasts for advertisers. I'm Dot, signing off. Catch you next time.